We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. We're approaching 8:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. That's Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning and welcome. Special guest on the line right now, State Representative Chuck Clemens joins us. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Great, Bob. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I've only lived here for 21 years. I know you're a lifetime resident, at least of the area. GRU has been a thorn in the side of businesses and homeowners for a long time. They've typically had some of the highest rates in the state. They've been mismanaged at several different levels through the years and certainly been misguided by the governing body, which is the city commissioners in Gainesville. And this not just the current folks. There's a long list. I guess question number one, why has it taken such a long time to try to address the problems related to GRU? Why now?
Well, let's back up for just a moment. I mean, Gainesville Regional Utilities is about 100 years old. And frankly, for the first 80 years, until just over past the year 2000, it was run in a super fantastic professional manner. It did exactly what it was intended to do. Rates were low. Transfers were low. Good fiscal decisions were made for the community. And secondly, the folks that work at GRU, you know, the linemen, the people, they're really good people.
Totally agree.
These issues strictly come from the management, meaning the board of directors, which is currently the seven city commissioners in Gainesville. In the last two decades, there's been a series of fiscal conflicts between what you should do for the city and then what's in the best interest long-term financially of Gainesville Regional Utilities. And the city commissioners have just been using GRU as their personal piggy bank for the pet projects in the city. And in fact, Bob, in the last 4 years, the city commissioners have withdrawn from the ATM $68 million more than what the utility earned. Let that sink in for a moment.
So they were showing a profit for some time in the not too distant past. They had a profit. From the top of the profit, the city would push a bunch of money over into the city coffers. They would scoop money off the top. But now there's no cream rising off the top and hasn't been for a while. So everything they take from GRU is really taking from something that doesn't exist, so it turns into a debt.
It surely does. And to furthermore, Bob, one of the huge challenges is the debacle that we had in the 2007 area with the biomass plant was the first little stone that started turning, and as it went down the mountain, it got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and the debt is just stifling right now. We have $1.7 billion of debt. Last year, I think the transfer was $38 million. They're making some movement of reducing the transfer by $2 million. I can tell you, that's like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. A $2 million reduction will do nothing. It's like, for common folks, it's like when you pay the minimum payment on your credit card, you know you never will get that bad boy paid off, and that's exactly what the plan was put forward by the city commissioners.
So since they've had their little talking to, I guess if I can call it that, in Tallahassee, a dress down, whatever, have they come up with an alternative plan that's going to be far more aggressive initially, or at least, you know, as a target to get serious about paying down the existing debt?
Well, I certainly hope so. Senator Perry and myself in November of 2019, Bob, we called for the audit of the city of Gainesville. And it's 3 years plus later, we're just now getting the audit findings. There were 18 of them. I inquired probably a half a dozen times with the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, where's the audit, where's the audit, where's the audit? And the city was slow walking the data. They used the pandemic that you know, they can't get the data. People aren't in the office. They're working remotely, yada, yada, yada. And it took literally 3 years, which probably normally should take about 9 months. It took 3 years to get the data. So uncooperative. And look, it's something that just can't be overlooked. And the legislative delegation, we're putting forth a bill. It will come through a committee. And it will basically strip the Gainesville City Commissioners from their governing authority, because we've got to stop this bleeding or we're not going to have a utility at all.
Now, do you have any inkling of what a plan would be, or do you have to assemble the panel, the overseers, first, let them study it, and then come up with a plan? And my simpler question is, will this result in a reduction of the GRU workforce, because obviously people that work there are very concerned?
Well, I don't believe, well, if you're talking about the 12 or 13 communications folks, or the perhaps the community outreach person that makes $219,000 a year, maybe some of those might need to take into consideration that they may be overstaffed. But the linemen, the good folks that run the utility on a day-to-day basis, no. I believe that the city has bloated some of their staff because of that transfer.
No.
And I believe that they need to reduce some of their workforce there. But the first, you ask about it, and it's like in any triage situation, Bob, when you come up, and you're looking at a really bad situation, stop the bleeding first. And the stop the bleeding would be the draining of GRU each year, more profits than what they're earning is being transferred. So if you build a wall there and say, look, no more of this. We're going to remove the conflict of interest that the city commissioners have, because they pull the money out of GRU because they raise the rates on the tax on the power users and the water users, because 35 to 40% of them, they don't live in the city. They can't vote those city commissioners out. So if you come between raising property taxes in the city or raising the power bills, gosh, you're going to raise the power bills, because almost 40%, they can't cast a ballot to kick you out of office.
Is there a chance that there could be a bankruptcy or a default on the part of GRU and or the city, and how would that work?
Well, I think the answer is, if we don't make these drastic changes today, absolutely, there's going to be a point in time when the debt will be so large that Gainesville Regional Utilities will no longer exist. That's my philosophy. And what I back that up with is that a good municipal utility has about 60% equity and 40% debt. Bob, today, Gainesville Regional Utilities only has 18% debt. So I would share
I think you got it backwards. 18% equity.
Oh, yeah, 18% equity, right. And then, 82% debt. So I would surmise today that Gainesville Regional Utilities is not owned by the people it serves. It's owned by Wall Street investors. Mm. They are the ones that are they own Gainesville Regional Utilities.
Wow. And with, the banking issues that they're plaguing, how do you get people to invest? Are they going to have to try to get more bonds? Is the bond rating going to be there for them to continue to service this debt? I mean, there are a lot of unanswered questions.
And, you know, by not taking bold action, we're just being complicit. So the legislative delegation, minus Representative Henson, she voted against taking these actions. We're going to take actions. We're going to try to protect not only the ratepayers, but we're going to try to protect the taxpayers in the city of Gainesville. And you got to live within your means. You know, we do this at home. The federal government doesn't, but I can tell you the state of Florida lives within its means. We have a constitutional amendment that says we can't spend more than we earn. And so I think Gainesville and Gainesville Regional Utilities should live by that same credo.
Give me a ballpark time figure when you think things will begin to change or this new panel will be actually up and working.
Well, it will probably strongly pass the House and the Senate. It will go to the governor for signature. From what I understand, the governor is favorable towards bringing some sort of realistic management decisions to Gainesville Regional Utilities, and he will sign the bill into law and then begin the appointment process of three people who have some background, either law, accounting, energy. They will be on the board. One of the board members would be a person from the 35% to 40% of the rate payers that are not in the city. The first time ever, people outside the city would have some representation on this governing board. And then the last one would be a commercial representing commercial users. You know, we have the highest commercial rates in the state. And so it would be very good to have someone in that particular category represented on the governing board. So a great positive movement if we can get this across the finish line.
State Representative Chuck Clemens, we appreciate your work on this. This definitely impacts the folks in this area. And keep up the good work, and we wish you the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bob. Bye-bye now.
All righty. State Representative Chuck Clemens on the Bob Rose Show. It's 8:17.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.